The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Tuesday, the 29th of September. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Diogo Jota scored in his Liverpool debut last night as the Premier League champions beat Arsenal 3-1 at Anfield. An Andy Robertson mistake had gifted Arsenal a first-half lead, but the hosts hit back through Sadio Mane and Robertson. Mane had been somewhat lucky to avoid a red card for a raised arm on Kieran Tierney. The win maintained Liverpool's 100% start to the season, but brought Arsenal's to an end. Reds manager Jurgen Klopp and pundit Roy Keane had an interesting exchange on Sky Sports after the game.
Did I hear it right? Mr. Keane said we had a sloppy performance tonight? No, only because I could hear you already. Did he say that?
Well, I think he said there were some aspects that were. Roy, would you like to say?
No, I think they gave up one or two opportunities, which they'll be disappointed with.
This was a sloppy performance tonight. I want to not only hear it, because I'm not sure if I heard it right. Maybe he spoke about another game. Cannot be this game. Sorry. That's an incredible description of this game. This was absolutely exceptional. Nothing was sloppy. Absolutely nothing. It was from the first second dominant against a team in form, 100% in form. And you have to be careful like hell that not the counterattacks, like I think 60, 70% of all the balls in behind were offside. You wait a little longer for the flag meanwhile. So that's why it feels not great, but it was offside. So then Ali had to make one save. They had two balls in behind. You cannot avoid that. You need a goal in these situations. Apart from that, the football we played was absolutely exceptional tonight. So that doesn't help for any other game, not for Thursday, not for Sunday, for nothing. But about this game tonight, there's nothing bad to say.
Sensitive, these managers, aren't
they?
Very
sensitive, isn't he? Jesus, imagine if he'd lost.
Roy, would you expect Liverpool to defend their title?
Yeah. Well, I have to say that now after Klopp had a go me. I'm afraid to say anything.
Let's hope he hears that.
Conor Hourihan gave Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny a timely reminder of his qualities last night. He scored one and assisted Tyrone Mings in the other in Aston Villa's 3-0 win away to Fulham. Kenny names a squad for the Euro 2020 playoff with Slovakia today. The match is going ahead in Slovakia despite concerns over sporting activity being halted in that country. Tottenham Hotspur boss Jose Mourinho was all but promised to field an understrength side tonight. Spurs entertained Chelsea in the fourth round of the Carabao Cup 48 hours before a Europa League playoff round tie. Kick-off for the new White Hart Lane is at 7:45. That's also the start time for the match in the League of Ireland Premier Division between Sligo Rovers and Derry City at the Showgrounds. Sligo can climb above Dundalk into fourth with a win. In rugby, Leinster prop Tadhg Furlong could miss Ireland's Six Nations matches against Italy and France next month. The Wexford native has picked up a calf injury. Daniil Medvedev continued his horrendous French Open record last night. The men's fourth seed was beaten in four sets by the world number 63, Marton Fucsovics. Medvedev has never been beyond the first round at Roland Garros. There are wins yesterday for the defending men's champion Rafa Nadal and the women's six seed Serena Williams. Men's top seed Novak Djokovic opens his account with a first round match against Mikhail Emer later. Women's second seed Karolina Pliskova goes up against Egypt's Mayar Sherif, while the fourth seed Sofia Kenin plays the lucky loser Lyudmila Samsonova. There's a 7 race card at Punchestown today. The first is off there at 1:55. An 8 race programme at Cork begins at 1:45. Don't forget OTBAM with Gerard Roy and Owen Sheen from 7:30. We're speaking to Cuiva O'Neill from The Athletic on Liverpool and the MMA fighter James Gallagher. Then tonight we're chatting to Tim Vickery on Brazilian football's COVID crisis and Robert Klemko on the doping scandal that's rocked US horse racing. Remember, you can listen to or watch our content in the brand new OTB Sports app. Search OTB Sports in your app store now to download it for iOS and Android. That's your brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.